Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Nun Aleph. Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Shlolasas Malocha Berev Shabbos Ben Amincha Ulamala. One should not do Malocha Friday afternoon after the Zman of Mincha. Sif Aleph. Ha'oisim Malocha Berev Shabbos Ben Amincha Ulamala. If someone were to be engaged in an activity that's Osir on Shabbos Friday afternoon after the Zman, after the time of Mincha, Ein Eroi Simen Broch, he will not see a simen bracha in that activity. Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, Mincha Gedoyla. It's as early as Mincha Gedoyla, half hour after Chatzos. The Yesh Mefarshim, Mincha Katana. Others say, no, it's Mincha Katana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. The Ramah says, V'davka kisha oisa hamalocha derech keva. This is a problem only if you're settled in to do this activity. Aval im oisa oso derech harai. But if you're not doing it as a set activity, you're just doing it on the side, something quickly, lefisha, temporarily, velo kava aleha, and you're not settled in to do it, shari, it's okay. V'lechein, therefore, motu lichtov igeresh lomim, you'd be allowed to write a letter to a friend, v'chal kiyotzim, is there anything like that prior to Shabbos, even later in the day? So the malachas keva is something like weaving and plowing, where you got to commit yourself to the activity, as opposed to something simple like just writing off a letter or a note that you'd be able to do. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Ha'oisim Malacha. If a person engages in an activity that's usher on Shabbos Friday afternoon, he won't see a siman bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says Ha'oisim Malacha refers to malacha specifically. Prakmat Yeshari. Buying and selling, commerce, that is permitted. That's not plowing, that's not weaving, that's not one of the lamentas malachas, not one of the 39 forbidden activities. Prakmati is mutter. Umikamalka mashmeh gemara, however, it is implied in the gemara, the zman skiris achanios, the time to close up your shop, who koidim zman hadlokas neis, has to be before the time to light candles for Shabbos. V'ayber locha, look in the ber locha, the common simon reish nun vav, mishnah berurah sifkan aleph, and in reish nun vav as well, where he talks about when do the people have to stop doing their work. So the baal malocha, who could do malocha itself, that's this halocha, mincha gadol, mincha katana, but as far as closing a store, the Magen Avraham says over there, an hour before Shabbos, which means they say an hour before Shkia. So an hour before Shkia, instead of 2.5 hours before, which is Mincha Katana, so an hour before Shkia, close up the shop. Most people close up earlier than that, but that's what it is. The Be'er Halacha says, this din of Oysa Malacha Be'er Shabbos, Einu Oysa Mebracha, it makes it sound like it's just not a nice thing to do. The Be'er Halacha begins by saying, Isur Nami Ikubizet, there's an Isur, it's Osur. Just this Isser isn't as severe as the other Isser Shvus. By an Isser Shvus, he'd get Makas Mardus. So this, you don't get Makas Mardus. And he says, that's Shitas HaRambam, and the Smag, and the Arzurua. So the Rishonim hold that it's not just a nice thing to do. It's Mamash also to do these things. However, the Taz says no. There is no Isser. It's just Amo Siman Bracha. You won't see a Siman Bracha. And the Be'er Halacha goes on to say that when it comes to prakmatia, when it comes to business, buying and selling, the Magen Avraham says it's not mechal melacha at all. It's not mechal melacha at all. So therefore, the oilam nagu lahakel, the velt is mekel when it comes to closing up the stores, because there's so much on the Taz that there's no Isser in the first place. And on top, they have the Magen Avraham that was never talking about prakmatia, was talking about melacha. And that's why people wait till later in the day to close up their stores. Siv kan bay simen bracha. You will not see simen bracha. May osa malacha from that activity, from that malacha. Sha'av shi avich makam zeh, even though he may profit right now from this that he's doing, yafsid makam acher. He'll suffer a loss elsewhere. It's interesting. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Taish is here. In other places, he says, ein ero simen bracha means you won't see simen bracha. It doesn't say you'll get a loss from it elsewhere. But that's the nusach he has over here. That whatever you gain on this end, you lose on the other end. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel. Mincha Gedolah. Some say this means as early as Mincha Gedolah. Hainu b'sheishu mechza. That's a half hour after Chatzos. Or Mincha Ketana. The second sheet that says you have to Mincha Ketana. Hainu teishu mechza. 9.5 hours into the day. If you want to rely on those who are lenient, you don't lose out. Of course, these hours are hours depending on the size of the day. This all refers to a person doing his own work. But if you have a worker who's hired by a balabas, a day laborer, we learn a choshen mishpat, the zman who samach shgeis hacham, he keeps working up until close to sunset. You give him enough time to get home, lamas lochav ismayim, fill a barrel of water, velitzlos lo dog, katon, roast a small fish, lahad gnos in there and light his candle. Emlo, unless, b'malkam sheish mina kavua, you may be living in a place where there's a set practice, lifsik mikoidim, to stop earlier than that. But basically, a higher labor will work till late in the day. Vayim Magen Avraham b'sevet Tosefes Shabbos, look at Magen Avraham and the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Dal Derech Harai. Derech Harai, if he does the Malacha Derech Harai, then it's not a problem. Hayno Afilu B'Sachar, even if he's getting paid for that Malacha. The Be'er Halacha says that those people who work in the fields, people who work in the fields have to stop for Mincha Gedolah. Even though there's two shittas, and the Mishnah Berurah says, whoever goes like the Mekilin, lo yafsid, if you have people who work in the fields, you have to let them go by Mincha Gedolah. And Bizmanenu, we're not made that way. Maybe pshat is because they have to get home from the fields and prepare for Shabbos. Bizmanenu, these po'alim have people at home who are preparing Shabbos for them, and they don't have very much to do to prepare. However, he says, a Yerushimayim will see to it that his work is done in the fields at least by Mincha Ketana, unless it's Dover HaOvid. In the case of Dover HaOvid, he can work later. So Dover HaOvid will also kick in. And that will be an issue if it's Dover HaOvid to be lenient. Se'if Beis. If the work he's engaged in is a malacha, but the malacha is to mend his clothing that he needs for Shabbos, or to fix kelim that he needs for Shabbos, that's mutter all day long. The Moses says, didn't big the, and it's also mutter to fix someone else's clothing. Imhu letzerach Shabbos, if the friend needs it for Shabbos. And he's not getting paid for it. Shachnar continues, the same is true that if someone is going to write Sifrei Kodesh for himself as he learns, that is permitted. The Ma adds, I will also lichtov lechaver b'sachar, but he cannot write for someone else for a wage. Umistaprim kol hayom, he can get a haircut all day long. Afilu misapi, so even from a Jewish barber. A person should minimize a little bit his learning on Friday in order to have time to prepare for Shabbos. He can mend someone else's clothing he needs for Shabbos, but he shouldn't get paid for it. But let's say the tailor is poor and doesn't have what to eat, then he can get paid too. We learn this later on by the halachas of Chol HaMoed. V'adin, kol ha-malachas ha-mutaras b'erev Pesach v'chol ha-moed mutaras b'erev Shabbos. So too, any activity that you're allowed to engage in Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to do on Erev Shabbos as well. V'afilu yesh lo lechem, even if he has bread to eat. V'akutzorach l'sachas Shabbos la'ango, but he wants to earn a little more, so he can get some nice things to enjoy Shabbos, b'basar, v'dogim, u'mashkim tovim. He wants to get some meat, some fish, some good beverages. Gam kein yesh lomer d'shari. So we would say that it's mutter. He has bread to eat, but he wants to work a little more to earn, to get nice things for Shabbos, that's okay. Al b'lav achi, but if he has everything he needs, he doesn't need the money. Yesh li zor b'zeh ma'oid. He should be very careful with this. Ki ma'ash when become a poskin, as it's implied in many poskin, the mavadin roi siman bracha, that not only doesn't he see a siman bracha, yesh chashash isa b'zeh, there's chashash isa. Again, this goes back to those we shown and we saw in the Be'er Halacha in Sif Aleph, the Rambam, the Smag, the Zura, that they held as mamash in isa. So the other poskin don't hold that way, but we should be chashash. If someone does not need to work Friday afternoon, he shouldn't. Mishtaburus of Konvav. Lichtov lechaver besachar. It's also to get paid to write for someone Erev Shabbos. Lechain, therefore, Yizor gamkin ha-kosef stam shlo yichta besachar. Therefore, one who writes Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzos should not be writing for a wage Erev Shabbos. Imlo should tzorch atol mezuzah, unless he needs the mezuzah right now. O Sefer Torah, or the Sefer Torah, o Tefillin, o Shudach L'Sarach Shabbos. Or again, he doesn't have the wherewithal to afford when he needs for Shabbos. V'chanal, like we said before, so those would be allowances. Sivkon Zayim Yisapa Yisrael. He can haircut all day long, even from a Jewish barber. Hainu Afila Mesapa Notel Socha, even if the barber takes a wage. For a time, the reason is, the Nir L'Kol, because everyone sees. Sha'oisa HaMestaper L'Sarach Shabbos. The one getting the haircut is doing on the Kovet Shabbos. V'lechen Shor, that's why it's mutter. This is not like mending clothing that you can't get paid for it. It's not apparent when you sew that this is for Shabbos. As opposed to the haircut. And therefore, one should not give haircuts to a non-Jew, because then that's nothing to do with preparing for Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Vilna Gaon, who disagreed with this halacha. According to him, you have to be careful for mincha l'mala even b'chinam, because haircuts is meleches uman. So he did not agree to this heter of getting haircuts. The Vilna Gaon felt that one should not get haircuts Friday afternoon after the zman mincha, even if it doesn't cost anything. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Kasev Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes. The Rizal would not get a haircut after mincha any day of the week until you daven mincha. It means the zman mincha. He would not get a haircut after the zman mincha, even erev Shabbos. Ubeiru kavanah. So they explain the intent. The mashakosim acha mincha hainu acha shegiyah zman mincha. Acha mincha means when you've come to the time to daven. Avolo marishe hispal mincha. It doesn't mean he davened already. Behind the Ka'amah, that's the Chiddush. I feel a bear of Shabbos, even on Friday. That's allowing me to say, lo mi boy, b'chol, not only on a weekday. Kodesh es bal mincha, he wouldn't get a haircut before he davened. Because how do you get a haircut before he davened? El afil it zor Shabbos, even if it's for Shabbos. Shu mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Gam ken lo yim agalech, achash gizma mincha lo espal. He would not get a haircut if it was this mincha and he had not yet davened. So this is a halach in Hichas mincha. That you have to daven mincha, so don't start something else, like getting a haircut, if you didn't daven mincha yet. People don't care. People aren't careful with this. Afilu achash gizman zman mincha katani. Even later in the day, even when it's mincha katani time to get haircuts. Yishloim, it could be the pshat is, the kivin shekorn lebeisek nesa, since they call, the gabe goes and tells everyone to come to shul, lo chashin and shiavar dezez man tefila, we're not afraid he'll miss this man tefila, because the person comes to announce to come to daven. And the halacha is, if he goes when the fellow announces, then he can rely on that. If he doesn't go, then it means meaningless. It means he calls and people go. The notes bring that Lamaisa, if a person has a minyan kavua, beis haknesses, so Moshe says, so we don't worry about this because he knows he has a set time he comes to shul to daven, and Hashem Zalman also said like that, that even though you don't have someone announcing that it's time to come for mincha, if he has his kavias and somebody goes, so that we're not afraid he'll miss davening. A person should minimize a little bit his learning on Friday to make time for Shabbos preparations. Therefore, in Koyvin Yeshiva Beis Mekonis Erev Shabbos, the yeshivas do not convene in some places Erev Shabbos. Some yeshivas don't have Seder Erev Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, you see this a lot. Like there's no Seder Erev Shabbos. People learn, but there's no set learning time because you have to prepare for Shabbos. Ubesefer Seder Hayom Kasav, the Sefer Seder writes, if he has a regular learning schedule with a specific amount to learn, or he learns with a group, don't miss your daily quota or your group session, even on Friday. If you're learning Chumash with Rashi on the Parsha, that's called a set quota. We're not afraid, he'll just keep doing it till nighttime, and he'll miss out on Shabbos preparations. If he won't be able to purchase things for Shabbos if he goes to his regular learning, As I lo yik b'halim of the book, then he should not set his learning for the morning because he has to go shopping and buy what he needs for Shabbos. We look back at Siman Reish Nun. We went into this in great length in the Be'er Locha. Sifkan task kadesh shiach in order to prepare what he needs for Shabbos. V'miyeshlo mishares. Let's say he has an attendant. He has someone who works for him. Shiach and mishlo. He'll do all the preparations for him. Ain't sarach. Then he does not have to minimize his learning. Now he has to do something to cover Shabbos that we learned before. It's something he's got to do himself. But he doesn't have to minimize that much if he has someone to make sure everything is prepared. The koshkein im hechem yom chamish, especially if he prepared everything on Thursday, the vada yuchalum kedarko, then he could do his regular morning seder on Friday. Me, however, mikol malkam tzerich l'sakin his dole kochas. He has to make sure he does something the kavod shabbos. V'afilu yesh lo kama avodim, even if he has many people working for him who will do all his jobs, something he has to do. Like we learned in Simon Reish Nun.